For KBIA News, I'm George Varney. Nominations for key boards and positions in state government are being stalled in a Senate committee. Senators said today that a lack of communication with Governor Jay Nixon's administration was to blame for the delay. Committee Chairman Senator Tom Dempsey says the nominations of Richard Fordyce as Agriculture Director, Greg Smith as Highway Commissioner, and Joseph Driscoll and Victor Lenz as Education Board members are stalled for at least 1 week. Senators cited opposition to a proposed Agriculture Department rule that would allow gas stations to sell fuel with a higher ethanol blend. They also criticized the Education Board's decision not to dismiss State Education Commissioner. The panel did advance previously stalled nominees to the state's Utility Regulatory Board and the Human Rights Commission. Kansas City's business leaders told an advisory group that Kansas City International Airport has become outdated and gives visitors a mediocre first impression. Greater Kansas City Chamber of Commerce President Jim Heater told the KCI Terminal Advisory Group yesterday that many chamber members want a more modern airport that will appeal to businesses. The Kansas City Star reports Heater told the group that KCI lacks restaurants, shops, and ample restrooms that corporate executives are accustomed to finding in other big city airports. Several Kansas City residents have said they oppose the idea of an expensive new airport terminal. Preliminary estimates are that a new terminal, close parking garage, and other features could cost $1.2 billion. The advisory group expects to issue its recommendations in April. Congress is voting this week on a long-overdue farm bill. If the bill passes as expected, Harvest Public Media's Peter Gray reports, starting immediately, direct payments would not be available to prop up commodity farmers' bottom line.
Direct payments, where farmers get a government check each year regardless of how they're doing financially, have been a highly controversial part of U.S. agricultural policy since the 1990s. Jonathan Kappas follows ag policy at the University of Illinois. He says that if the bill passes, farmers getting ready to plant this year will have to access other government support programs, including subsidized crop insurance.
They're going to have a pretty quick turnaround going into this crop year to kind of sort out what program they think provides the best tool for them and managing the risks they face and how that plays out for the commodities they produce.
The farm bill is estimated to cost taxpayers roughly $1 trillion over 10 years. Compared to that figure, the $8 billion cut to SNAP, food stamps, might seem like a drop in the bucket. But the savings could add up. Over 10 years, the new farm bill is estimated to reduce the deficit by about $16 billion. Peter Gray, Harvest Public Media.
Missouri lawmakers have questions about Governor Jay Nixon's plan to issue bonds for a new facility at the Fulton State Hospital. Nixon wants to issue $198 million of bonds and pay them off through annual legislative appropriations. He proposes setting aside $14 million this year and an additional $14 million in the 2015 budget for initial bond payments. The House Budget Committee examined the proposal today. Legislators asked whether the funding is needed for the current year and about issuing bonds without a public vote. Budget Committee Chairman Rick Stream says the committee will need more information before making a decision. University of Missouri System President Tim Wolf is asking the Board of Curators for an independent review of how the Columbia campus handled the alleged sexual assault of former swimmer Sasha Menu-Corey. A recent report by ESPN has drawn attention to the story. It reported the student-athlete sought mental health treatment before taking her own life in June 2011. The report points to a 2012 newspaper article that mentions a diary entry where Menu-Corey writes about a sexual assault, and it published an online chat transcript between Menu-Corey and a campus crisis line referencing the assault that may have involved one or more members of the football team and been videotaped. Wolf says the university complies with rules set for reporting sexual assault and mental health matters, but a review of Menu-Corey's story might help the system improve its response.
The hiring of that independent counsel that has the expertise to ask the right questions and look in the right place gives us the best possibility of having a true understanding of the events that surrounds this tragic situation.
Says he's called on the chancellors or all four system campuses to evaluate the policies in which student safety concerns are addressed. For KBIA News, I'm George Varney.